أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، ومن تكبر وضعه الله. صلوات. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم is saying in this hadith that whoever has tawadhu, whoever becomes modest and down to earth towards Allah, Allah elevates him. And whoever shows takabbur and arrogance towards Allah, Allah downs him. One of the reasons why people show arrogance and takabbur, because they think and they perceive that their takabbur and istikbar is going to make them higher and elevated. Whereas the reality is exactly the opposite, because when a person shows takabbur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself downs him, and there is no way that he gets elevated. The only way we get elevated, even in the life of this world, in addition to the life in the hereafter, is that if we show tawadhu and modesty towards Allah. And we find that takabbur is one of those sins which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tolerate at all. We see the example of shaitan in front of us. When the Holy Prophet went on Mi'raj, he saw a burnt member, a member which was burnt. And Prophet was told that this member belongs to shaitan. And we find that 6,000 years of worship, according to some narrations, 4,000 years of worship of shaitan went down the drain because of one moment of takabbur. So one moment of takabbur is going to erase everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own ways for downing the mutakabbirin. And anyone who challenges the kibriya and azamat and greatness of Allah and tries to be, it is to show any kind of arrogance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah hates it and dislikes it. So we find sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes the arrogance through the smallest of the creatures. When Namrud, la'natullahi alayhi, showed arrogance towards Allah, we find that Allah sends a mosquito with a broken leg. A mosquito whose leg was broken was commanded by Allah to enter into the nostril of Namrud. Can you imagine? So, لِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The armies, the soldiers, the armies of heavens and earth belong to Allah only. Everything, every particle of the universe is part of the army of Allah. Everything of the universe is performing the assigned task. We do not know what is the assigned task of that existence. That's a different story. What do we know? What we know is so less. Isn't it right? As compared to what we don't know, that it's almost correct to say that we know nothing. Because our unknowns are way more than our knowns. So what do we know? Every particle of the universe is doing the assignment. We don't know. So we assigned a mosquito is now entering into the nostril of Namrud. The mosquito whose leg is broken is doing the ibadat of Allah. Is obeying the command. Isn't it right? Mosquito is part of Alamut Takween, the world of existences. There is no disobedience. There is no tamarrud. There is no tughyan. There is no rebellion against God. There is no disobedience and sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In entire Alamut Takween, only disobediences are found in the Alamut Tashree, the world of the Sharia, the world of the do's and do nots, the legislature of Allah, which we the humans and the jinns belong to Alamut Tashree. That's where you find disobediences of Allah. When you look towards the Alamut Takween, everything of the world of existences, Alamut Takween, have no disobedience. They are performing the assigned task, perfectly performing. So Allah commands the mosquito to enter into the nose. Now the same arrogant Namrud, claiming to be the Lord, is asking his own close people in the darbar, in the court, to start beating him up with the shoe. They pick up the shoe and they start beating up Namrud because that was the only way where he found satisfaction. Look at the punishment Allah gives to the arrogant. When Fir'aun in the time of Hazrat Musa claimed what Quran says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. That means there is a Lord there, up there, and there is a Lord on this world. The Lord in this world is me. And I am bigger than the Lord there. Can you imagine the arrogance? I am the bigger Lord, bigger than him. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. How much arrogance. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes Fir'aun with one wave of the water. That's enough to punish. He also became a mu'min in the final time, isn't it right? When he was drowning in the wave, he announced that I become a mu'min, I have iman in the Lord of Musa and Harun. But that kind of iman is not accepted by Allah. Somebody comes to Imam Ridha alayhi salam and said, that Fir'aun became a mu'min. He accepted the iman in the final moments before drowning. Why didn't Allah accept his iman? And Imam Ridha alayhi salam replies back, you know, لِأَنَّهُ آمَنَ عِنْدَ رُؤْيَةِ الْبَاسِ. Because he became a mu'min after seeing the death. وَالْإِيمَانُ عِنْدَ رُؤْيَةِ الْبَاسِ بْغَيْرُ مَقْبُولِ. And the iman after seeing the death is unacceptable. As a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, every kafir becomes a mu'min at the time of death. Every kafir accepts the iman because now the curtains are removed. It's not only Fir'aun. When the curtains are removed and you see the angel of death coming and you see the hellfire, which is the destiny where you are heading, everyone after seeing the haqa'iq and realities of the world, they all of them without exception accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have iman. But that iman is never accepted by Allah. What is accepted is we have the iman bil ghaib. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Before the curtains are removed, you end up believing in Allah and all those things in which the iman is wajib with the dalil and evidences. This is what Allah wants. So we find everything is working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the mushrikeen of Makkah, the mustakbireen, the mutakabbireen in the time of Rasulullah, they are the ones who are sending people to chase Rasulullah at the time of hijrat and migration. Allah sends one ankabut, one spider. One weak spider is enough to slap on the face of these mutakabbir mushriks and to do the assigned task. So everything, brothers and sisters, is doing the assigned task on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't understand. And we find the more tawadu and modesty we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the higher we get in our position. And the hadith says from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكْ أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ الْرَبِّ. The closest a servant can get to the Lord, وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ بَاكْ, when he is in the sajda and crying. So when we put our head in the sajda and we are crying, this is the closest you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot get any closer. This is the closest that we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find Allah says to Prophet Musa that, do you know why I chose to talk to you? Because Musa was Kalimullah. Isn't it right? Allah used to talk to him. And Allah said, Inni qallabtu ibadi dhahra al-batn. I shuffled my servants inside out. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ فِيهِمْ أَزَلَّ لِي نَفْسًا مِنْكَ. I did not find among them, that means among all the people, anyone who is more humble than you. إِنَّكَ إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ وَضَعْتَ خَدَّيْكَ عَلَى التُّرَابِ. When you pray, you put your cheeks on the soil. This is what Allah likes so much about Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So Allah chose to make him Kalimullah. This much Allah loves the tawadu. And this is the tawadu that was displayed by the nation of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. فَلَوْلَا قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا. There is no nation who becomes a mu'min at the time of witnessing the adab, that kind of iman does not help anyone except the nation of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam propagated his nation for 40 days, and after that Allah said to him to propagate for another 40 days. If they don't become mu'mins, Allah is going to send the adab. In other words, we find Hazrat Yunus started to propagate for another 40 days. On the 37th day, what happened, as a matter of fact, Hazrat Yunus left the town. Because it's now 3 days left for the arrival of the adab. And he leaves the town. He was sent to a place which in today is called Mosul in Iraq. That's where Hazrat Yunus was sent. So on the 37th day, he left the town. Now, obviously, Allah had promised to send adab. After the next 40 days, the people showed arrogance, takabbur, istikbar, istihza, making fun of Prophet and his teachings. So we find that when the azab, where Prophet Yunus left the town, this cloud of fire came over, hovering over this population. The fire was flaming out of the cloud, is about to flash down on the population and burn down the whole population. The king was a little bit wise person, and when they saw the azab, now they showed tawadu towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of tawadu? The king commands the people, all the men should be separated from the women. All the babies should be separated from the mothers. So men got separated, everyone standing separate, and they're all doing istighfar and doing sajda and doing munajat and doing, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what they started to do, some people. And this is why we find that some people said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Yunus used to tell us to set free the slaves. Now we are your slaves, so you set us free. Yunus used to tell us that you need to help the needy people. So we are muhtaj and needy, and we need your help, so please help us. So you find when they were doing this munajat and they showed the tawadu towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sends the azab away, isn't it right? So, and then the cloud of rahmat is sent as a replacement to the earlier cloud. Please say salawat. The sins of our nation are no less than the previous nations. Isn't it right? It's actually way more. The nation of Rasulullah has way more sins than the previous nations. But the azab is not coming because of two reasons mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ Quran says, Allah is not going to punish them as long as you are among them. This is the azamat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And today, there is someone present who is the Khalifa and the Naib of Rasulullah, Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, because of his barakat. Because of his barakat, the azab is not arriving. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ The second blank check from Allah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ And Allah is not a punisher of them. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ As long as they do istighfar. This is another blank check for us. We are saved from Allah's punishment as long as we do the istighfar. So we find that this is their side of the story, that the people of Hazrat Yunus, they started to do istighfar and munajat and showed tawazu after their takabbur. And Allah sent the cloud of rahmat after the cloud of punishment and fire. On the other side, when you look, we find Hazrat Yunus did tarkul awla. Prophets never do sins, isn't it right? But some of the prophets did the tarkul awla, something that was better be avoided, but they did not avoid. And Allah disliked. And hasanatul abrar sayyatul muqarrabin. That's how they say. Isn't it right? So the regular good deeds which the abrar, the regular good people perform, if the muqarrabin, if the closer personalities to Allah, the muqarrabin, they also start doing the regular good deeds like the regular good people like abrar. Those regular good deeds from muqarrabin, the close personalities, are considered, if they perform the regular good deeds, it's considered to be sins in the eyes of Allah. So this is considered to be like sins. There's much more expectation from muqarrabin. It's expected from them to do more than just regular good deeds. So Allah, this we don't say it azab. Azab is on the sins. In Arabic we call itab. There's difference then between itab and azab. So for tarkul awla, Allah sends the itab on Hazrat Yunus. What tarkul awla did he do? He left his town on the day 37th, after the day 37th. He stayed there for 37, he did propagation and tabligh for 37 days. He was supposed to take permission and izn of Allah before departing his city. 40 days were not complete yet, isn't it right? Allah asked him to propagate for 40 days. Before the completion of 40 days, he left the town because Allah promised to send the azab. But he was supposed to take permission from Allah. And Allah disliked that. Now he gets aboard the ship, and the ship moves forward, and the waves are now commanded by Allah. Everything is Allah's assigned agent. Every particle of the universe is the assigned agent. Now the waves are doing the assigned task from Allah. The boat is unstable. They start talking, we have a sinner on board, it seems. And that's why this boat is not stable. So who is the sinner? And Hazrat Yunus said, it's me. And people said, oh, please don't say that. You are the prophet. You are the hope for us. You know, you are the prophet of God. Now he said, I know better about myself. And they settled that let's do the Qur'ah, the draw. So the names of the people are now written and they are doing the draw. 7 times the Qur'ah took place. And Fasahama, Qur'an says, Fasahama fakana min al-mudhadin. 7 times the Qur'ah takes place and every time the name of Hazrat Yunus comes up.
Look at the arrangement of Allah. Now finally they decided that we need to throw him out of the boat. And they are throwing Hazrat Yunus towards this side, about to throw him. A huge fish comes and opens his mouth. Fish is also an assigned agent on behalf of Allah. Well, how can... How can the people throw the Prophet into the mouth of a fish? Obviously, they now take Hazrat Yunus towards the other side.
When they take him to the other side, the same fish takes a turn and comes on the other side and opens the mouth. They try to take him to the other side and again the thing repeats. So Hazrat Yunus said, he's assigned from Allah's behalf. He's muwakkal from Allah's behalf.
Obviously, he's a prophet. He understands very well.
So finally, they threw him. The fish gulps him, and Allah commands the fish, he is not your tu'ma, he is not your food. So the fish remains hungry for 40 days, the hadith tells us, 40 days. How many people find it so hard to fast in the month of Ramadan? Isn't it right? Some of the fathers and mothers don't leave their sons and daughters, especially in the early age, to do the fasting. Ye mohabbat nahi hai bacche ya bachchi ke saath ki aap usko roza na rakhne dein. Ye aap uske saath zulm kar rahe hain uski ruhaniyat ke saath. Ye mohabbat nahi hai. This is the abuse of love. This is not the love. Allah is the one who loves his creatures more than any parents. How many people find it hard to even fast? Isn't it right? The fish can fast and cannot eat food for 40 days because Allah commands the fish. Can you imagine? I already said in the beginning of my speech that there's zero disobedience in Alamut Taqween. And my teacher, Ayatullah Jawadi, Hafizahullah, said the reason why Allah sent down the Sharia is because Allah wants tatbiq bain alamit taqween wa alamit tashri. Allah wants the alamut tashri, the world of legislature, world of sharia, to become in sync and harmonious with the alamut taqween, the world of existences. That means exactly how the rest of the existences are perfectly obedient towards the commands of Allah with zero arrogance and zero disobedience. Allah wants the alamut tashri. That means the humans and jinns start learning to behave themselves and also become obedient, less like the rest of the things are obeying Allah.
That's the reason why Allah sent down the sharia. Tatbiq baina alamut tashri wa alamut taqween. Not that in the name of intellectualism, open-mindedness, freedom of, you know, of speech, freedom of expression, women's rights, human rights. We commit sins after sins. So we find that fish was eaten up, the hadith tells us, that fish was eaten up by another second fish. And the second fish was eaten up by the third fish. So now Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam is inside the stomach of 3 fishes. For 40 days the fish did not eat anything. That's the hukum of Allah and the hikmat and wisdom of Allah.
And Allah converted the belly of the fishes into transparent. The belly of the fish was made transparent. So Yunus can see through the belly. And now the fish is commanded to take Hazrat Yunus to the 7 oceans. And he was given a visit, a tour of the 7 oceans. And the fish is commanded to take Hazrat Yunus into the depths of the oceans.
And now Hazrat Yunus was taken into the Qa'r al-Bahr, the depths of the oceans.
And when he reached the depths of the oceans, that's where Hazrat Yunus found the zikr of the existences which were found at the depths of the oceans. They were the ones who used to do this zikr of Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen.
It's the zikr of the existences which are found at the depths of the oceans.
That's how Hazrat Yunus learned what to say for the istighfar.
This is the zikr of the existences of the depths of the oceans. That's how they remember Allah. Everything does the zikr of Allah. Isn't it right? Quran has said, "Wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi." Isn't there? There's anything, there's nothing except that it profiles, glorifies the praise of you, of their Lord.
وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you people don't understand their tasbih.
Right? So everything performs the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My teacher used to say everything is zakir and musabbih and hamid and abid. Every existence of the universe is busy in doing the zikr, the remembrance of Allah. It's zakir. Zakir means the one who remembers Allah. And it is hamid, it praises Allah. And it is musabbih, it glorifies Allah, tasbih of Allah. And it is abid, it performs the ibadat of Allah. We are not the only ones who are doing that. Isn't it right? Actually, the humans are the only ones, and the jinns, the only ones who are not doing. Most of the humans are not doing that. And everything else of the universe is doing that perfectly. All of them are abid and hamid and musabbih and zakir. So this is the zikr of the existences and mawjudat of the depths of the oceans. And he said that, and now we find the muqarrabeen of the al-mala'ul a'la. Obviously, is the noor of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was helping all the prophets. He's the wasilatul faiz, wasitatul faiz, helping out every prophet of God. Didn't he say, "Kuntu ma'a al-anbiya'i sirran wa ma'a rasulillahi jahran"? I was with the prophets of God hiddenly and with Rasulullah openly. So it's Imam Ali alayhi salam who was helping every prophet of Allah. So now the muqarrabeen of Allah said, "We are hearing, a familiar, a known voice from an unknown location." And Allah says, "Yes, it's my servant Yunus, upon whom I have done the itab." And the muqarrabeen did the wisatat, the shafa'at for Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. And upon the shafa'at of the muqarrabeen, now Allah commands the fish to bring out Hazrat Yunus. Brings him out at a land which has no plantation. Look at the mu'jiza and hikmat of Allah. And now out of miracle, in a barren land, all of a sudden, immediately, we find Allah grows a tree. Kadduka darakht. A tree of pumpkin. This is the miracle of Allah. And the tree puts its leaves over the body of Hazrat Yunus because the body is so weak. Isn't it right? And the sun rays are hurting the body of Hazrat Yunus. He has been inside the belly of a fish for 40 days, obviously it becomes so weak. So now Allah commands the goat, mountain goat, to come and provide milk to Hazrat Yunus. He is also an assigned agent on Allah's behalf. Everything is an assigned agent. So we find, didn't Imam Khomeini say that about the desert of Tabas, the zarat of the desert of Tabas were assigned agent, were ma'mur on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find everything is an assigned agent. So we find that Hazrat Yunus, gradually his body is getting stronger again. He went somewhere and then he comes back. When he comes back, he finds the tree of pumpkin is now dry. And he becomes upset. That's where Allah said to him, "You became upset on a tree of drying up
and you did not become upset about 100,000 plus people receiving my adab.
100,000 plus people would have died, isn't it right? You're not upset about them, and you became upset about this tree drying up.
Go back to them, and all of them have become mu'min. They're waiting for you.
Now Hazrat Yunus goes back to his town, and the town has been waiting for him.
The king has announced, whoever brings me the news about the arrival of Yunus, I'm going to give my kingdom to him. The king was a wiser man, a little bit wiser than the rest of the population. And obviously now they are mu'min. Now he has become mutawadhi towards Allah.
So now Yunus comes back to his town. These are lessons that we learn from the Sirat of Anbiya.
So he comes back to the town and he sees there's a shepherd with a bunch of sheep or goat. And he asks to give him some milk. He said, since Yunus left the town, no plantation is growing in our city. And we don't have any rain, so there is no milk in any sheep.
Yunus asked to bring one of those whatever sheep and goat.
And he brings him and he rubs his hand over the animal and he starts having the milk. He says, are you Yunus? He says, yes, I am Yunus. He said, well, I'm not going to believe that unless you show me some miracle. And he asked, this tree and stone can bear witness about me. And there was a tree and stone there. They started to speak loud that this is the Nabi of Allah. Please say salawat.
This is the tawazu. This is how the tawazu rewards and how Allah elevates the mutawazi'een and rubs the nose of mutakabbirin. So we find that the shepherd says to Hazrat Yunus, okay, you know what? A king has put a reward and I want to be the first person to go and get the kingdom from the king. So you stay here.
There are some people who want dunya, isn't it right? Some people who are running after dunya. The king is the one who wanted to give away his government because he wanted to become the Khan. Whoever brings the news of Yunus, I will give the kingdom to him and I will become the Khadim of the Nabi of Allah.
This is his tawazu. And obviously the news was given and he quit his kingdom and that person, shepherd, ruled and the king became the Khadim of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam.
So, we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says,
مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا كَمَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ السَّبَّابَةَ فِي الْيَمْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ.
Dunya in akhirat is like one of you puts his sabbaba, the index finger. One of you puts the index finger in the ocean, in the sea, and then you take it out, see how much water is there on your finger. In other words, so this much, this is the example of dunya towards the akhirat. If you put a finger in the ocean, how much water comes on your finger? This is dunya. See how much people are running after this dunya.
Imam Ali Rasam has said,
Allah hurrun yada'u hadhihi al-lumazata ila ahliha. Is there a free person who can leave this lumaza for those who are ahl of it? Lumaza means the chewed the particles of the food that you have chewed and it remains in your gums. Those particles of food are called lumaza. Imam Ali alayhi salam considers this dunya to be the remainder food particles which were chewed by the previous generations, and this generation is also chewing the same chewed food of the previous generations. So Ali says, is there a free person? That's the real freedom if we don't get enslaved by the love of this dunya. This is the real freedom.
So we find that Prophet was sleeping and one of the ashab says that I saw that Prophet was sleeping on the leaf of the date palm tree. Prophet didn't have a mattress, isn't it right? He used to sleep over the ground.
The leaf of the dead palm tree. Leaf of the dead palm tree is the cheapest thing around, isn't it right? It's free of cost. Everywhere in Arabia you can find the leaves of the dead palm. It's free of cost. Prophet used to sleep over the leaves of the dead palm tree. And this companion says, I saw when he woke up, there were marks of the leaf over his body. So he said to Rasulullah that the Caesar and Kasra, the emperors of Rome and Persia, they are sleeping on silk, on pure silk, and you are sleeping on the leaves of the dead palm tree. And Prophet replies back, Lahumu dunya wa lana al-akhirah. For them is dunya and for us is akhirat. Please say salawat.
This is the tawadu of Rasulullah. This is how they have displayed the tawadu for us. Once Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was passing by, and we find that a population was destroyed. All the janaza, the corpses of people were lying over the ground. All of them died. Prophet Isa said, he was there with a bunch of his Hawariyin, that azab of Allah has killed them, in other words. They said, Ya Nabi Allah, please make one of them alive so we can ask about the reason why they were killed by Allah. He prays two rakats of prayers, Prophet Isa, and he prays to Allah, and Allah makes one of the dead people alive, and he says that, you know, obviously, Hazrat Isa asked him, what's the reason that caused the azab for you people? He said, I don't belong to this town. I was from that town. I was just visiting this town, but I was with them at the time of the azab. You're not supposed to be part of the zalimeen when the azab arrives. Isn't it right? Imam Ali al-Islam has already said, إِذَا كُنْتَ أَوْ إِن كُنْتَ وَتَرْدِيدْ مِنِّي إِن كُنْتَ عَلَىٰ أَرْضِ فِي أَرْضٍ يُعْصَى اللَّهُ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهَا. That's the Madmuna riwayah. If you are on an earth, on a place where Allah is sinned, people are sinning towards Allah, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهَا. Go out from that place towards a different place. You're not supposed to be present at a place where some others are doing the sin. You know, we find there are so many mixed marriages taking place. Bade bade deendar aadmi daadiyan rakhe hue baithe hain mixed marriages mein. Be parda khawateen baithi nahi hain. Aaraish karke mardon ke samne stage pe aake tasveeron ki photo ho rahi, photo khichi ja rahi hai. Theek hai na? Aur bade bade deendar namazi namaze padhne wale mixed gathering mein baithe hue hain. Na na? دیندار یہ نہیں ہوتا کہ ہم نے چار اچھے کام کر لیے اور چار برے کام بھی کر لیے ساتھ ہی. اسے دینداری نہیں کہا جاتا. دیندار وہ ہوتا جو دینداری سے کام لے. یہ نہیں ہے کہ ہمارے سامنے حرام کام انجام پا رہا ہے, ہم اس پہ بھی ہی کر کے بیٹھے ہوئے, باتیں کھلی ہوئی ہیں, تصویریں کھچوا رہے ہیں, حرام کام کر رہے ہیں, زینت کی ہوئے خواتین بیٹھی ہیں اسٹیج پہ, ان کے ساتھ جا کے ہم تصویریں کھچوا رہے ہیں اور پھر بھی ہم اپنے آپ کو دیندار کہہ رہے ہیں. You cannot reinvent the wheel. There is one standard definition of Islam. So not everybody can say, you know, all the harams are there, but still it's okay. It doesn't work like this. The nuraniyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is because they are abiding by the awamir and nawahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are perfectly obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they have the nuraniyat. So we find that this person replies back, I was not part of that population. I was visiting them. And when the azab arrived. And he said, when Hazrat Isa asked him, what was the reason? He says, there are two reasons why we were punished. One was the hubbud dunya. Because we love dunya. And the second was ibadat of taghut, that we were worshipping the taghut. Well, that's enough for the azab, isn't it right? لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Certainly we have sent in every nation a messenger, أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, to do the ibadat of Allah, وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, and keep away from taghut. That's the standard. That's the common teaching of every messenger in every nation without exception. So there is no justification for that. Our Ahlul Bayt never did the Bayt of Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas. Isn't it right? So we find that this is our responsibility to identify these people who are supporting the Tahuts and Zalimeen. So we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has displayed the highest example in the history. The highest example how he's showing his tawadu towards Allah and disassociating himself from the tahut and the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he's alone, he's gharibul watan. Isn't it right? How long would the ashab, survive? Obviously, all of them became shaheed. How long would his Ahlul Bayt survive? All of them became shaheed. Finally, Imam Hussain is alone. But you find, because he has the extreme love and ishq of Allah, he says, Ilahi taraktul khalqa turran fi hawaka. Oh my Lord, I have left the creatures, all of them, in your love. He have left the whole creatures in the love of Allah. Ilahi taraktul khalqa turran fi hawaka. وَأَيْتَمْتُ الْعِيَالَ لِكَيْ أَرَاكَ I made the family orphan so that I can see you. وَلَوْ قَطَعْتَنِي فِي الْحُبِّ إِرْبًا If you cut me into pieces in your love, مَا حَنَّ الْفُؤَادُ إِلَى سِوَاكَ The heart will not be inclined towards anyone other than you. This is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is his azmat. So we find Imam Hussein is surrounded by the enemies. And he didn't give in his principles. Hazrat Zainab is surrounded by the enemies in Kufa. She did not give in on the principles. Kufa walon ne, jab ye luta hua kafla Kufa pahunchta hai, tab Kufa ki khawateen ne giriya shuru kiya. Jinaab-e-Umm-e-Kulsoom ne kya farmaya tha? Ke taqtuluna rijalukum wa tabki alayna nisaukum. Tumhare mard hume qatil kare aur tumhari aurte hum pe giriya kare. Aur Imam-e-Sajjad alayhi salam ne kya farmaya? Aapne farmaya atanuhuna wa tabkuna min ajlina. Ye tum noha aur giriya hamari khatir kar rahe ho? Faman zalazi qatalana. Tumhe qatil kisne kiya hai? یہی کوفے والے ہی تو تھے جنہوں نے مردوں کو بھیجا قتل کرنے کے لیے ملاحظہ فرمایا آپ نے کتنی منافقت ہے کہ اہل بیت کو خط لکھ کر بلا رہے ہیں ان کو قتل بھی کر رہے ہیں ان کے ایسو علی و فاطمہ کی بیٹیوں کو قیدی بھی بنا رہے ہیں اور پھر کھڑے ہو کے گریہ کر رہے ہیں مگر مچ کے آنسو بہا رہے ہیں کس حد تک منافقت اور بے شرمی ہے تماشا دیکھ رہے ہیں علی و فاطمہ کی بیٹیوں کو بے حجاب کتنی بے غیرتی ہے چھت کے اوپر سے خاتون پوچھ رہی ہے من ایل اسارا انتنہ تم لوگ کن کون سے قیدی ہو تو جواب دیا نحنو اسارا آل محمد ہم آل محمد کے قیدی ہیں شہزادی زینب نے کیا فرمایا تھا آپ نے فرمایا تھا کہ یہ تو ہے نا کہ جب صدقے کی کھجوریں دینا تقسیم کی تو کھجوریں لے کے ان الصدقه علینا محرمتم جناب ام کلثوم نے کہا صدقہ ہم پر حرام ہے بچے سے کھجوریں لے کے کنارے ہٹا دی ظاہر ہے کہ اہل بیت صدقہ نہیں لے سکتے چنانچہ روایت میں ہے کہ جناب ام حبیبہ جناب زینب کے پاس آتی ہیں ام حبیبہ کنیز تھی نا جناب امام حسین کے گھر میں شہزادی زینب کے گھر میں کنیز ہوا کرتی تھی مدینے میں اور اب شادی ہو کے کوفے آ گئی ہیں اب ام حبیبہ آگے بڑھی بڑھنے کے بعد شہزادی زینب کو پہچانا تو نہیں ان سے کہتی ہیں کہ جو میری والی کھجوریں ہیں نا یہ صدقے کی نہیں ہیں میری کھجوریں نظر کی ہیں شہزادی نے پوچھا تمہاری نظر کیا تھی تو جواب دیا ام حبیبہ نے ارے میری نظر یہ تھی کہ اللہ مجھے توفیق دے کہ میں اپنے آقا و مولا حسین کی زیارت کو جاؤں اور شہزادی زینب کی زیارت کو جاؤں مدینہ شہزادی نے جب یہ سنا تو ایک مرتبہ شہزادی کہتی ہے تمہیں مدینہ جانے کی ضرورت نہیں گویا کہتی ہے یہ فرمایا کہ زینب خود اٹھ کے تمہارے شہر میں آ گئی
तड़प गई हूं मैं, अभी बचाने वाली है ना, तड़प गई, कहां है मेरी शहजादी, मुझे तो खबर भी नहीं हुई। शहजादी कहती है कि अगर जैनब को देखोगी तो पहचान लोगी। कहती हूं मैं अभी क्यों ना पहचानूंगी, वो तो मेरी शहजादी है। जाहिर है कि उनके घर में ये खादमा हुआ करती थी। कहा फरमाया, शहजादी कहती है मैं ही जैनब हूं, बोले अभी भी ना पहचानी, अभी भी उम्मे हबीबा नहीं पहचान सकी। अरे हक है उम्मे हबीबा को ना पहचानने का, क्योंकि कहां जैनब को बेमकला हो चादर देखा था। जैनब तो इस शहर में तफसीर कुरान पढ़ाया करती थी, जैनब तो इस शहर में अमीर मोमिनीन की साहबजादी शहजादी है इस शहर में, जैनब को कहां पहचान सकती है इस कैफियत में, कहां जैनब को रसन बस्ता देखा था। कभी भी यकीन नहीं आया, अब शहजादी से कहती है मेरी जैनब की एक अलामत हुआ करती थी, अलामत यह थी कि वो अपने भैया हुसैन से कभी जुदा नहीं होती थी। ये सुना तो शहजादी ने नोके नेजा पे बुलंद मौला के सर की तरफ इशारा किया, वो हुसैन का सर है, जैनब अभी भी भैया से जुदा नहीं हुई।
अला लअनतुल्लाह अलल कौम अज़्ज़ालिमीन व सयअलमु अल्लज़ीना ज़लमू अय्यामन क़लबिन यनक़लिबून إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بارلها پرچم اسلام کو سر بلند فرما پرچم کفر و شرک و نفاق کو سر نگون فرما انقلاب اسلامی کی حفاظت فرما تمام علماء ربانیین تمام مراجع کرام بالخصوص رہبر انقلاب کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پہ برقرار تمام مجاہدین اسلام کی توفیق میں اضافہ فرما تمام مومنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما تمام مومنین کو وظائف شرعیہ پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما تمام مومنین کی مشورہ حاجات کو پورا فرما بانی مجلس کے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما ان کی مشروع حاجات کو پورا فرما ان کی اس عبادت کو قبول فرما ہمیں اس وقت تک اس دنیا سے نہ اٹھا جب تک امام زمانہ ہم سے راضی نہ ہو جائیں ان کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما ہم سب کو ان کے انصار و اشیاء میں قرار دے ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العلیم بجاہ محمد و آلہ الطاہرین یہ دعا کی درخواست ہے دعائے صحت سید طاہر حسین زیدی جو کہ ابھی ہسپتال میں ہیں ان کے سلسلے میں پانچ مرتبہ آیت کریمہ اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ویکشف السوء امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ویکشف السوء امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ویکشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات خاصة هذا المريض المنظور بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين يا حسين